Hello?
Hi, this is Patrick Hayes.
Yes, who's calling?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Patrick Hayes?
Yeah.
Mr. Hayes, does anybody on your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
100%. I'll vote.
Okay. And what is your age? Is it 73, sir? Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black African?
White Caucasian.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for presidents, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. How motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. I'm going to read the list starting with Sherrod Brown as a senator. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
What about Joe Biden as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
What about Donald Trump as former president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Do you strongly approve? Strongly approve? Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, if you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them. Just please let me know it. The institution of First Energy. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of First Energy?
Unfavorable.
Would that be a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat favorable or very unfavorable? Very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, what about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Very favorable.
Okay, and Derek Marin, would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Never heard of him.
Okay, and what about Republicans in Congress? Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and what about Marcy Kaptur? Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Very favorable.
What about Donald Trump? Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of him?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, sir, would you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
And would that be a leaning to the Democrat or definitely to Democrats?
I didn't understand what you said.
Would you be leaning just a slight lean to the Democrat Party, or would you definitely vote for Democrats?
Definitely vote for Democrats.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And would you just be leaning for Democrat Joe Biden or definitely Democrat Joe Biden?
Definitely Democrat Joe Biden.
And if the election for Senate were held today, and if the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Sherrod Brown.
And would that be a definitely Democrat, or would you just be leaning toward Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Definitely Democrat, for sure.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Democrat Kaptur.
Definitely or just a lean?
Definitely.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance would I vote for Derek.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement reads, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants, migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make you no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I don't think it's true.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you think it's true, please say so. The first statement reads, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely? Does it make no difference? Would it make you more likely, or do you think that it's not true to vote for him?
It would make it unlikely that I vote for him.
And would that be a somewhat or a much less likely to vote for him?
Much less likely.
Okay. The following statement reads, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or would it make no difference, or would it be, make you more likely or do you, to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true?
It would make it much less likely for me to vote for him.
Okay. The following statement reads, in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet, and last things we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Would it make no difference, or would it make more likely for you to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true? Okay. After taking money from First Energy, the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that statement make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to support him, or would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to support him, or do you think that it's not true?
It'd make me much less likely to support him.
Okay, the following statement reads, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from a post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensations, Marin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely? Would it make you no difference, or would it make you more likely to support him, or do you think that it's not true?
Much less likely to support him.
Okay. The following statement reads, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement rate age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to support him? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to support him, or do you think that it's not true?
Much less likely to support him.
Okay. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
No, I wouldn't vote for him. I don't think he has the experience, and he's jaded in his political views.
Okay, give me one moment while I note that down. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
And would that be a definite Democrat, or were you just lean?
Definite.
Okay. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin? Please provide me a statement. I'm going to note it down.
Because he's a Republican. And he doesn't have the experience.
Okay, allow me one moment. Okay, I have noted the statements. Now, sir, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? We're actually almost done. These are the last questions. Would you say first through 11th grade, bachelor's degree? Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you say a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, we're actually at about 90%. Just a few more questions and we are done. How important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. And in the 2020 election, sir, for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, this actually concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion, sir, is super important. Thank you once again for your time, okay? You have yourself a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you for doing this.
It's a pleasure, sir. Once again, your opinion is very important. Have a wonderful night, sir.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.